A 53-year-old businessman from Texas has resurfaced from what he claims is the deepest ocean dive in human history. Victor Vescovo recently plunged to the bottom of the Challenger Deep in a submersible. It's the deepest part of the Mariana Trench in the Pacific. His Five Deeps expedition is exploring the deepest point in each of the planet's oceans. The expedition announced the completion of his record-setting dive on Monday, along with the startling news that he also discovered trash in the abyss. Victor Vescovo joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
And let's start with just the basic question. What is it like down there to spend 4 hours, 7 miles under the ocean on the floor of the Mariana Trench?
It's pretty exhilarating and really exciting to do the whole diving evolution. Going to the bottom of the Mariana Trench at the Challenger Deep, it was a 12-hour trip on that first one where we spent 4 hours at the bottom, but 4 hours down, four on the bottom, four up. So it's quite a mission. It gets a little cold because the ocean itself is cold and it chills down the sub, but it was a great experience.
What does it take to get down there in a submarine on this 12-hour round-trip journey?
It takes a lot of technology. It was a four-year endeavor of designing a submersible from scratch that could repeatedly and reliably go down to the bottom of the ocean. And that's really what we were trying to achieve. And then we had to build it. And then once we built it, we had to test it off the coast of the Bahamas for many, many months and perfecting all the different electronics and the weight system. And then we had to build a support ship and refit that so it could take it all over the world. So it was a big logistical challenge as well. So there was a lot of moving parts, but we put it all together and we've now gone to the bottom of four of the world's five oceans.
What are the life support systems like on that sub? How long could you survive, for example, if something went wrong?
Well, what's interesting about the submersible, it's the first one that's ever been designed to commercial safety standards. All the ones that have come before have been more experimental that have gone down the Challenger Deep. So it has a lot of safety, and it was required that it has 4 days of oxygen for two occupants and 9 days for a single occupant, which is a bit excessive because if I ever got to that point, I don't think I'm coming up.
Did you ever worry that you wouldn't?
Well, when you're taking a prototype submersible down to these depths, there's always the worry in the back of your mind. But we did test the core component, the titanium pressure hull that holds the two passengers. We tested it at the only facility in the world that could test it to 120% of full ocean depth, and that was in Russia. So we're pretty confident that everything was going to work well, but you don't know until you plunge it into the seawater and subject it to 16,000 PSI.
And what about the pressure down there? I remember just diving, nothing like this, but even when you dive, you know, not too far below the surface of the water, you can feel the pressure.
Yeah. Well, what's nice about this submersible is that it stays at a constant one atmosphere inside the capsule. It's 90 millimeters of titanium. So we're able to keep it at the same pressure all the way down and all the way back up. But you do know that it's out there, and all the rest of the components of the submarine that are outside that pressure hull are subjected to intense pressure. So that was the real trick, was designing systems that could survive at one atmosphere on the surface and then all the way to 1,100 atmospheric pressure and then come back up and then do it over and over again. And our engineers are just amazing people that were able to figure all this out.
So what was it like down there? What kind of wildlife did you see, first of all?
Well, it was great. I mean, some people have described the bottom trenches of the world as, you know, kind of lifeless, like a moonscape. And it is to some degree. It kind of looks that way. It's a light beige color and it can be pockmarked, you know, with little silt dunes here and there. But there is wildlife. Within a couple of minutes of getting to the bottom of the Challenger Deep, I saw a transparent sea cucumber that was kind of flat, kind of unusual, and it was undulating. At first, I didn't know if it was alive or not, but it certainly was. It was running away from me. I think it was scared of me. But we saw that. We saw sea anemones that were clinging to rocks. We saw amphipods, which are like small shrimp creatures that were scavenging for anything they could find to eat on the bottom. So even though it was sparse life, it was a live place, and which was amazing because it's 16,000 PSI at a couple of degrees above freezing, and yet you have an ecosystem that can survive in that. So life finds a way.
Okay. And unfortunately, as the headlines have indicated since your trip, so does plastic trash. You found a plastic bag down there and candy wrappers on the seafloor?
Well, we're not quite sure what it was. I think the media got a little out ahead of itself, but we did find human contamination down there. Within a couple of minutes of being on the bottom, I was cruising around and I saw something with sharp edges to it. There was sediment on it, so I couldn't really tell what it was, but it could have been plastic and it could have been a plastic bag. But we definitely did see lettering of some kind on it, so it was refuse. But there is so much that goes into the ocean now. You know, I think someone told me just yesterday over 1,000 containers from ships accidentally go into the ocean. And so just so much gets dumped that these deep places in the ocean are eventually going to be, you know, the final resting places of some of this refuse, unfortunately.
What did you think when you saw that?
It was like a little bit of a punch to the gut. You know, you feel disappointing because I had been cruising around for a while and just taking in this beautiful, almost sterile landscape and seeing these, you know, little sea creatures, and it was very peaceful. And then, you know, out of the corner of my eye, I saw something that had a sharp edge to it, and just immediately your mind goes, "That's man-made." And so it was a little disappointing. There wasn't a lot. I don't want people to overemphasize mm-hmm. it. I just did see the one piece of debris, but it was down there. But it was disappointing.
Now, is it possible that the Mariana Trench in the Pacific Ocean is not the deepest place on Earth?
Well, it is probable that it is. It has been very well surveyed, and we just finished doing a big survey as well. But the second deepest point in the Pacific Ocean is the Tonga Trench, which hasn't gotten nearly the same amount of attention. It has been well surveyed, so we're pretty confident that it's about 100 meters shallower than the Challenger Deep in the Mariana Trench. But that's getting close to the margin of error for the sonar and other tools they've used to measure it. So we thought, why not be safe and go down and survey the Tonga Trench too? And it's possible that there's been seismic activity that might make it a little bit deeper, but we're going to go find out.
Well, and one of the points of your mission is to gather data to map these very deep areas. Why do you want to do that?
Well, it's just part of trying to contribute to knowledge, and it's kind of a fun adventure. And I've kind of been doing things like this my whole life. I spent 2 decades, you know, mountain climbing, and this seemed a nice symmetrical thing to pursue next, which was go into the deep oceans. And I've been stunned just by how little is known about the deep oceans. In fact, when we started on the expedition, I asked my chief scientist, you know, where exactly are the trenches that we're going to go dive? You know, I wanted the geo-coordinates so I could plan the mission. He said, actually, we don't really know, Victor. We're going to go find that out. And actually, after every major dive that we've done, we've had to run back to Wikipedia and correct it because it's wrong.
Wow. And you're going to be making another expedition into the Molloy Deep in the Arctic Ocean. What are you looking for there?
Well, that's the last of the five deeps, as we call them, you know, the deepest point in each of the five oceans. So We've done four, and the Molloy is the last one. And it's one we had to plan for because really you can only dive it easily probably in August because of the weather. You don't want huge ripping waves when you're trying to deploy a submersible. So we're going from the Tonga Trench in June, and then we're going to send the ship and the sub through the Panama Canal. We're going to do a drive-by at the Titanic. We're going to do some dives there because it's the Titanic and we have a sub. And then we're going to finish up at the Molloy Deep off the coast of Norway in August, and then we'll be done.
Are these trenches in these different oceans very different from each other?
They are. They're not radically different, but they all have their own personality. The Puerto Rican Trench in the Atlantic was the softest bottom that we found, a lot more like quicksand than a hard bottom. Southern Ocean near Antarctica was much harder, had a little bit more rocky complexion. The Challenger Deep was, you know, just the intense pressure was there and actually had a bit more wildlife than some of the others, which was surprising. So they all have their own unique character.
Now, you mentioned that you have also climbed to the highest peaks. You've climbed Mount Everest.
Yes.
And you have skied to both the North and South Poles.
Yes, which my sister tells me means I have pretty good resistance from cold.
Well, does anything scare you at this point?
fear is a wonderful tool that humans have developed to warn us of impending danger. But as I've told other people, it's something you can actually control to some degree, to a very high degree. You know, our minds are incredibly powerful things. And if you condition it in a certain way, you can control your fear and actually just deal with the problem at hand and, you know, go have a stiff drink and get scared later. But, you do learn over time to control it. And I'm also trained as a pilot. And, you know, when you're flying an aircraft and you have an emergency, you know, you can't panic. You can't be real scared. You just have to deal with the issue. And that's what it's like diving the submarine or climbing a mountain.
Do you want to go into outer space?
I would love to go in outer space. I don't think that would come as a surprise to anyone who knows me.
Well, what about here on Earth? Once you're done with these trenches, what's next for you?
Well, we'd love to study all the data that we've collected. And, you know, we've done a lot of mapping of the seafloor as well and discovered a lot of undersea features. We have a big project to try and name all the things that we have found. But I'll probably, relax a little bit, try and think of the next adventure and, take a look into what it would take to go into space.
That is Victor Vescovo, who has just gotten back from making the deepest ocean dive in history, a documentary about his Five Deeps expedition will air later this year on the Discovery Channel. Victor, thanks for joining us and congratulations.
No, thank you very much. Great to be here.